Want to move on to a question, the answer to which I'm certainly interested in, is that the balance of power between Sydney and Melbourne as advertising markets. Now, I want to ask this question first to you, Darren, because you used to be based in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. You moved to Sydney. Why? And how do you see that balance between Sydney and Melbourne right now? And how do you see it sort of changing in the future?
So, born and bred in Melbourne and wanted to do business and live here. But like most people, I ended up spending more time flying to Sydney and spending more time in Sydney because the Sydney market has become the centre of commerce in Australia. Sydney is seen by most people in business as the international city for Australia. It's where many multinational companies are. From a media perspective, the head offices of all the major media brands are Sydney-based, and so the media agencies will often have their main focus in that city. Just the sheer size of the spend is bigger in Sydney and Melbourne. So why has that happened? Because there was a time that the two markets were very similar, and in fact a time when you would easily argue that Melbourne was the leading city for commerce in Australia. And I think what it is that it's been just a loss of focus because it's how much you really want something. You know, it's about, as a society, resting on your laurels means that someone else has that opportunity of really drawing that up. You know, there are more international flights out of Sydney than Melbourne. Why? You know, there are more opportunities for business, you know, now in Sydney because it's perceived as being that leading centre. You know, there's no reason why Melbourne can't be, but it's just missed that opportunity. I think the Kennett years with the focus on events was a good way of raising the profile of Melbourne, but it didn't translate across into keeping business here. It was almost like the place people came for the event but not to do business. And so I think, you know, there needs to be a deeper, if you wanted to turn Melbourne into the centre of business, personally I think it would be a hard ask. The tide is against Melbourne, and I jokingly say, but maybe not so much of a joke, Melbourne is the new Adelaide.
I'm going to ask Sean next.
Well, how do you think I'm going to respond to that, folks?
But before I do, is anyone in the audience, perhaps Craig Hunter at the Sphere Agency, or anyone else who's got a view on brand Melbourne and what needs to happen to strengthen it as an advertising brand, as an advertising centre? If not, I should. Yeah, Craig.
Thanks, Robin. I'm Craig from the Sphere Agency. On this topic, I suppose it's a comment and a question as well, but not shamelessly sort of publicising yourself, Robin, as well, but I'm glad to see that you're actually moving down here. Because for too long, there's a lot of the, if you look at the APG, you look at Ad News, you look at BNT, they don't actually, you know, have the presence that they used to have here as well. And I think we have lost our focus within Melbourne. And it's something that needs to be recorrected.
Right. Sean, can Melbourne pull it back? What needs to happen to reverse the trend that the tide that seems to be ebbing toward, flowing towards Sydney?
Ah, so many confused and weird thoughts are going through my head. So let me just let's just talk about perception versus reality. Not too long ago, the GDP of both advertising markets, Sydney and Melbourne, were pretty much line ball. I'm not sure whether there's been the exodus and one has dramatically tipped in Sydney's favour or not. I'm not sure. If anyone knows the relative spend, I'd be interested, because there's a lot of unseen things that happen in the Melbourne market that, just by perception, we really don't know.
About 35 to about 50.
Well, that's not a dominating circumstance. To me, that's not a dominating circumstance, pound for pound. But the proliferation of the advertising media in Sydney has created Sydney as a hot spot, and naturally the Sydney advertising and media fraternity have access to it, and so their stories are more pronounced. And if I read another fucking thing about Droga doing this or BMF doing that, there's only three agencies in Australia, actually, if you do a bit of an inventory on the stories. But you've got to ask yourself a question, well, do we want Do we care that much anyway, really? Do we want that sort of attention? Because with the greater profile and perception of greater profile comes the scrutiny as well. And I don't know whether I necessarily want that scrutiny. I think it's working out just fine. I do want more reportage in Melbourne, not just stringers, and I think your move coming down here, I say this sincerely, is fantastic. And I also say sincerely that Mumbrella have been a fantastic asset to our industry over the last couple of years. There's no question about it. No question about it. And it worries me that you're all POMs, and that's a separate conversation. Because when you announced our official sponsor, I thought you said Harold's son. And I thought, where is Stuart? Is he going to be here? And I realised you were saying the Herald's son, and I sort of calmed down there. But we do have a perception problem here, and maybe it's not a bad perception, because also the perception is that we're actually a lot more creative, a lot more settled, less transient, and we are. We've got good, long corporate memories in this market for advertisers, for brands, and we do it better. Sydney's extraordinarily transient, where there's a revolving door of the next wunderkind from Britain coming out, or occasionally a Dutch person, and they're humorous, and have them, and they're there for a little while, and they go, and you never see them again, and you wonder what happened to the wunderkinds. That's where the wonder takes over. So I think that's the trend, that's the reality, but maybe Melbourne's just happy being how it is, and we should be quite self-satisfied that we've got a wonderful market here. I sense a more robust business down here than I do in Sydney. I've hesitated to start up in Sydney because why bother? I mean, the big problem with Sydney is, the great thing about Melbourne is our lifestyle. We all know that, but we seem to know how to create a third place. In Sydney, it's work and home and work and home and work and home. And when you go out, it's still more work because you've got to feed the beast and feed that sort of expat lifestyle. And it is an expat lifestyle, even if you just moved up from Melbourne. And here we've got a third place. Thankfully, you know, we can work and home, then we can go to the footy. And it's awesome. or we go to the theatre, or we go shopping. Yeah, maybe not shopping, but we have our third place, and let's preserve that because it's good for our soul, if nothing else.
I think the other growth industry though is retail. So you've got Catch of the Day and Kogan, and a few other really innovative retail online businesses down here, which are bypassing traditional media now, and they're, you know, both of those guys are in the, you know, $200-300 million in turnover now through online.
I think the Melbourne media market is going to be the most exciting media market in the country for the next 10 years. We have a pioneer in this market who sold his business to a Brit, now the Japanese. He's removed his brand, he's slowly removed his brand from Sydney. And for all of us that run media agencies and creative agencies, the grip of Harold on the market, who is so respected and set up the business, and you know, without people like him, I wouldn't have a company or a job. It's going to be an exciting place because a lot of clients are going to have to move for all these new brands like Avisium, or what does Cara mean, and do I have conflict? Where's Toyota going to fit when Dentsu's up? That's got to be with Holden, Nissan, BMW, Renault. You know, fortunately we have a car account.
Yes,
but,
and we love them.
But there's others that we're
don't hold
hoping...
Don't buying them, by the way.
But there's it's going to be a really, really exciting time for agencies in Melbourne, and especially your great person like Mark Coe coming down and run PhD.
And I think that is a brilliant comment, because it's those little... It's a seismic shift in what's going on. And people ask me, what do you want to do? And I hope you guys answer in the same way. Why are you doing your own business? What do you want to be? And I've been saying to people, I want to be the next Harold. I want to be the next Harold Mitchell, because someone has to be. And it might be one of you guys, or if not, I'll do it. But, you know, but you should be that, because there's no rule book, there's no permission, there's no anointment, and most importantly, there's no entitlement. You know, that guy is a person who just went out there and did it, and you guys are going out there and doing it, and I'm going out there and doing it, God knows why, but I am, and I'd like to be the next Harold.